Like Jaquan Williams was able to get out there and do a little work.
Yeah, a little bit of something. He's starting to do a little.
Tom, it seems one of the things you've done is move Kiwi back to the line. Is that permanent now?
For the time being. That was the intent at the beginning of the spring, and there's no need to change that now.
Do you have enough depth at that position to...
Well, we got to keep going. We got to advance some of these young guys, and the next guys have got to come along. And what I've seen, there's been a day there where different people have stood out. Adrian Tracy's done a good job. And the young kid who has been sick for a couple of days, but he's had his flashes too. Yeah.
Is that a major concern though, Tom, going into camp that your pass rusher may not be at the beginning of the year?
I think somebody else has got to come along and play. I mean, you're asking me things. What do you mean, end of the year? How long does it take?
No, beginning of the year.
Beginning of the year? Well, beginning of the year would be, we'd like to have him for the beginning of the year. That'd be a good thing.
With Tom, has anything changed with Nick? Have you spoken to anybody?
No, there's no change.
With that, you still haven't spoken to his camp? Nobody has?
I have not spoken to him.
Do you expect he'll be here next week?
We have a mandatory camp. I would expect that he would be here.
Tom, is that the same for Cruz?
I think Cruz is a different category.
I'd
like to have him. Don't get me wrong.
With the mandatory camp, if Nick's is here, then will you feel the need to kind of clear the air to get an understanding of what you're doing?
That might happen, yeah, I would think.
I know you haven't spoken to him, but do you at least by now know the reason for why he's not here?
I don't know. I don't know any more information than I did the day he went home for the weekend. He's still in California.
And then
he'll come here. He'll come here. Oh, yeah. He'll be right here. He'll come here.
I know it's hard to tell from these workouts, but do you see anything in DeMondre Moore that makes you think he could be a situation?
I just mentioned that over there, that he did. He has had his days when he's practiced well.
Has it been a smooth transition back for Kiwanuka at Pennsylvania?
I don't think so. Yeah. That's a natural spot for him.
Tom, the OTAs are obviously winding to a close to do with the mandatory camp, but do you have a feel for where you are? I know it's June, but do you have a feel for what you're seeing, or is it?
Well, it's like anything else. Different spots I feel good about, others I'm not so in that position, but that's what this is for, so.
Is the linebacker position almost a unique situation in the sense of?
Well, it's a good thing. It was real good competition. And from time, you know, the other day, Keith Rivers made a heck of a play in a 2-minute drill. Herzlick's made some plays. 2 days in a row now, he's intercepted balls. So, you know, I think the guys are anxious to make the contribution. They know the position is open. And I think that's motivated them in a very positive way to have a good spring and to give us some strong feelings about where we are.
How big is it to have Kiwanuka with his versatility?
Oh, it's large.
Tom, after the procedure of JPP, what are the doctors said about him getting back to his normal play and being the player he wants?
Oh, I think I have not talked to the doctor, but that's the full expectation. That's why they did it. So that you know, struggling, and they thought they could eliminate pain and make some, perhaps gain some consistency for the season, and that's why the surgery was recommended.
When he was out of shape last year, did that have to do with the back?
I really couldn't speculate on that.
No. Tom, how much?
I don't know if he was out of shape. He was heavier.
Yeah.
He was heavier, but he's a big kid.
Tom, how much concern is there that it's the back? Anytime you get in that kind of situation,
Anybody that's had a back here knows that, you know, that's a very difficult thing to deal with. Nothing feels good. Your whole body suffers under that circumstance. Sometimes it's longer to recover than some other injuries. But, you know, I mean, there's concern, but we're anxious about getting him back here and seeing him, talking to him. Robert Nunn has talked to him. Ronnie, I believe, has talked to him. So let's just get him back here and see where we are, see what he feels like. He may feel a lot better than he has. Who knows?
Tom, when you go into next week, is the biggest difference that it is a mandatory minicamp? I mean, do you look at, is it pretty much the same thing that you're looking at OTAs?
It's all regulated. It can't be any different unless you want to start something new. We go have goal line one of these days, huh? No pads. Come off the ball. We have a little problem with the definition of this time of year.
Does your gut tell you you'll have Jake in week one? You know
him. I don't know that. I'm not. I wouldn't. I'm hoping, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't. You know that. That's an aggressive position to take. If anybody can do it, it's him. You know, but. I would like to wait and see, and again, listen to what the professionals are telling us. That's the key right now.
There's some similarities with him now and Nick's a year ago. He did foot, and it was going to be close to him. And
yeah, but it wasn't the foot.
So then what's the message now for the guys that play on that D-line or put them out right now?
Let's go. Let's go. I mean, we have plenty of talented guys. Let's step up and go. More opportunities for younger guys. We need them. There it is. You can see it. You know, competition is looking right at you. You don't have to go any further than the first game. So that's the way I would look at it. Opportunity.
Tom,